California Supreme Court Chief Justice and immigrant rights groups criticized ICE after the federal agency arrested an undocumented man inside a Sacramento courtroom last month. It was just the latest arrest among many that have happened at courthouses across the valley. Here to tell us more about some of the backstory behind the recent wave of arrests is Valley Public Radio's own Monica Velez. Monica, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So this isn't the first time that ICE has made an arrest inside a courthouse in California, but it was significant because it happened inside a courtroom. Tell us a little more about what exactly happened recently in Sacramento.
Yeah, so in Sacramento last month, the Fresno Bee reported that ICE made an arrest inside the courtroom at the Sacramento Superior Courthouse. And according to the Bee, that was the first time it happened in the state. And the attorney for the man who was detained, he asked the judge to step in, but the Superior Court Judge Lawrence Brown, he didn't stop ICE from arresting him. In a statement to the Bee, the judge said that judges don't prevent lawful arrest warrants from being enforced.
Yeah, that's a very interesting story. And California's Supreme Court Chief Justice Tani Cantil-Sakue is speaking out against the arrest as well. She told Capital Public Radio last week she thinks it's counterproductive, quote, to safety and people's respect and loyalty to the law. So she continues to be against that practice of arrests inside the courtroom. But this is not a new issue, Monica. As I understand it, arrests at Valley courthouses go back quite some time, dating back into the Obama administration.
Yeah, so in October of 2013, the ACLU, they wrote a letter to ICE officials, you know, detailing different instances and where people were arrested in Kern County. They, you know, listed out four different people's stories, and they all happened between 2012 and 2013. And some of these people were arrested, you know, like throughout the hallways of the courthouse, and they were there for stuff like, you know, paying their traffic tickets. One man was actually there to get married, and he got detained actually while he was already in an asylum case. He was in the process of, you know, filing for asylum. And he got arrested. He ended up, you know, getting released. But, you know, just the fact that this was happening at the courthouse was a very big concern to attorneys. The ACLU said that it stopped people from going to courthouses, you know, for basic services like paying traffic tickets.
So that was in Kern County under the Obama administration. And now fast forward to 2018, and we started to see this happening again in the Valley, but in Fresno County and other Valley counties. So what are people saying about these arrests? We heard from the Supreme Court Chief Justice. What are other people saying? Is this a concern for the court system?
Yeah, so immigration attorneys in Fresno and in Bakersfield have said that the presence of ICE agents at places like the courthouse, you know, adds to this culture of fear. And this has been something that's been, you know, kind of building up since it looks like since 2012 and 2013 when this started happening in the Valley. And obviously it keeps happening now, and there's been a lot of concerns and attorneys for when it comes, you know, for people who need to come to courthouses for different types of visas. One example is a U visa, where sometimes immigrants, undocumented immigrants, have to come to the courthouses, you know, to testify. And that's in order for them to have some type of legal residency and protection. But ICE having a presence at the courthouse, attorneys have said it's very counterproductive to the whole process of immigrants not having to have fear of law enforcement, but when they're at the courthouses, it's, I guess, really counterproductive to that.
And we should add that last week, an ICE spokesman told Capital Public Radio that California's sanctuary state laws are forcing them to make more arrests in public places like courthouses, now that they can't cooperate as fully with local law enforcement agencies and work within California jails. We've been talking with Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez about the ongoing arrests taking place at California courthouses, which last month escalated to arrests made by ICE inside a Sacramento courtroom. Monica Velez covers immigration and other issues for Valley Public Radio. Monica, thanks so much.
Thank you.